Time to stay the course for just a few more miles.
First scripture reading is from Genesis chapter 3, verses 8 through 10. They heard the sound of the Lord God walking in the garden at the time of the evening breeze. And the man and his wife hid themselves from the presence of the Lord God among the trees of the garden. But the Lord God called to the man and said to him, "Where are you?" He said, "I heard the sound of you in the garden, and I was afraid because I was naked, and I hid myself." The second reading is from Matthew chapter 11, verses 28 through 30. "Come to me, all you that are weary and are carrying heavy burdens, and I will give you rest. Take my yoke upon you and learn from me, for I am gentle and humble in heart, and you will find rest for your souls. For my yoke is easy and my burden is light."
Thank you, Kathy. I'm grateful that your voice held out. Pray also for me, as Paul said to the Ephesians, that when I speak, a message may be given to me to make known with boldness the mystery of the gospel, for which I'm an ambassador in chains. Pray that I might declare it boldly, as I must speak. These two short scriptures are both invitations from God, both of them. The first one, almost at the opening pages, the first man, the first woman, they messed up. And so they realize they're naked and they hide themselves because they're afraid. This is the scripture where we delve and mine into this big long book and we say, this is where it started. This is where sin comes into the world. Notice the wording of this. It's very important. This, what sin means in general is separate from God. That's the basic meaning of sin. So any specific things, sins, all point back to one basic thing. If God is here and we are here, that's sin. If we're one, that's atonement, at-one-ment. Okay? The wording is so important because the reason for the sin, the separation, is not God. It's us. We're afraid. We realize we're naked, and so we hide and we separate ourselves from God. This is a story about the first humans, the first man, the first woman. They represent each and every one of us. We all, without exception, do this. And we do it again and again and again in our lives. We're the ones who cause sin. We separate ourselves from God. The second scripture, well, let's stay with this one for a minute. I have always heard this scripture mostly because of the way I was taught this scripture in my Sunday school background. Here's how I heard it as a kid. The first man, the first woman, have any tree you like except this one. Okay, as all of us do. Well, that's great. That tastes good. We're not supposed to go there, but oh, I can't stand it. What's going to hurt? We all do it. So, uh-oh. Now I realize my consciousness is uh-oh, God's coming for the daily walk in the garden. The Garden of Eden is so special because God is with us. Hints of Emmanuel, the season we just came through. God is with us always. And so that is beautifully told in the story because every day God comes to them. Who separates from whom? For a daily walk. How many of you like the hymn In the Garden? It comes from this scripture. I've affectionately heard it called the Andy Hymn. Why is In the Garden called the Andy Hymn? This is a bad joke. It's a bad pun. Andy walks with me, Andy talks with me. Never mind. Yeah, that was bad, I know. I don't know who to credit for that bad pun, but anyway. Okay. Get the out of the way. God comes to walk, and first human beings are afraid. They realized they were naked. They were afraid. They heard God coming, and they hid themselves. They separate themselves from God. It's what we all do. It's a story about all of us. So God comes looking for them, and this is the way I heard this and built in the rest of this in my head. You won't find that in any version of the scripture, but this is the Scott Widmer version in Sunday school when I'm first hearing these scriptures. God comes into the garden, stomping around with maybe a willow switch in the hand and saying, "Where are you? I know you're up to something. I see there's fruit missing off of that tree. Where are you?" It was only till later in my life that I heard it. In fact, I think it was in seminary where I heard it this way. Somebody was reading this as we were digging in to study this scripture, and God comes into the garden for the daily walk and says, "Where are you?" It's a lot different from, "Okay, where are you? Now I'm giving you everything. I'm giving you all this food over here. You have to go here. Do you know how much of a problem I've gone through to give everything for you?" That's what I was hearing in my head. So when you and I hear the voice of God, how do we hear that voice? Is it, all right, where are you? Don't appreciate anything I've done for you. Or is it, where are you? How do you hear God's voice? We have a little dog named Lexi. We've had her for many years, and she's showing signs of she won't be with us a whole lot longer. When she was a young dog, she was a Spitfire. And so one time we had a coaster on the piano, and it was made of cork. I don't know if it was all cork, but it was, certainly had cork on the bottom. And for some reason, when that fell off the piano, without us knowing, Lexi got a hold of it, and we never saw that coaster again. We just wondered where it was, and we wondered where Lexi was, because she has her usual napping spot in the sunlight by the windows and this and that, and she's nowhere to be found. And as a young pup, this is not Lexi. She's, you know, got a toy in her mouth. Oh, come on, play. I want to go out or want to play, whatever. She's gone. It's quiet. That's not a good thing. So we go looking around. We find her back in behind the couch that sits in front of the front window. And we find the coaster. Well, most of it. In about 100 pieces. So we're walking around the house before we find the coaster and the evidence and the dog behind the couch. We're walking around the house. Where are you, Linda? Looking at each other, I look at Linda. Did you leave her out? We have a fenced-in yard, so we can actually forget. And, you know, it's all right. She's not going to get out anywhere. And I have to admit, on occasion, I've been in a rush and gone off and said, wait a minute, did you leave the dog in? Did you leave the dog in? So, no, she's not out back. Where are you? We're looking for Lexi. Until we found the coaster. Now we've been on to her. This is a long time ago. She hasn't done this in a long time. But as a puppy, we knew when Lexi is scarce and you can't find her and the house is quiet and the usual pools of sunlight are empty because she's not napping there, I have to honestly say to you, I didn't always go around the house saying, well, where are you? I miss you. I went to the couch and I looked behind it. Where are you? How do you hear God's voice? How does God come to you? Is it, where are you? I know you're up to something. Or is it with loneliness? I'm here. Where are you? The second scripture, Matthew says, remembers Jesus saying, come to me, all of you, because we're busy sinning, separating ourselves, afraid, hiding from God. What's Jesus' message? Come to me, all of you, all of you. I'll give you rest. Do you know what the yoke is? You ever see a picture of oxen? Or if you've lived close enough to the Amish lands like I do, if you have two, sometimes mules or big draft horses, sometimes you'll see the wooden yoke. When they've got a piece of heavy farm equipment to yank through the muddy fields, they'll yoke them together. And what the yoke does is it connects around the shoulders of the one animal to the one next to it. And so they are both pulling in tandem. Neither one of the animals has to pull alone. The yoke shares the weight and the burden of pulling a piece of farm equipment through a muddy field, which is not easy. Jesus says, all of you, come. My yoke is light. My burden is light. It's easy. Jesus is telling us what the voice of God sounds like, or what he thinks it sounds like. I hope that as Easter approaches and we get back to the great message of resurrection back there in that magnificent window, when God's voice gets louder and comes stronger and maybe and hopefully closer to us, I hope and pray that each one of us can hear God's voice not like switch in here. Where are you? But I hope each one of us can hear God's voice as, with a touch of loneliness, I'm here. Where are you? Come to me, all of you. Amen.